yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise. You talked a little bit too about customer behavior, understanding the market. What are some tips and tricks, right, where founders can really do a better job of understanding both customer behavior and the market? Because I'll tell you, the few businesses that I started with no boots or no straps. And so one of the things that I can attest to is that understanding the market is brutal. The market does not care that you have a mortgage. The market does not care that you that you need to eat. The market will correct. So talk a little bit about that. Like, what are some ways that founders can really dig deep into market, understand the market and customer behavior?
Yeah, I think that's a really important piece, right? A lot of entrepreneurs are the younger crowd. There's also the folks who've done it many times, right? So, but particularly younger folks who are starting companies and haven't been in the particular business they're building a solution for. It's important to understand what your customers' pain points are. What really drives ROI? And that is what drives higher performance, which is particularly popular in, you know, the upturns, and what drives lower cost, which is particularly popular in the downturns. You always need both as a company, but that tends to be where the enterprise buyer's focus is. And you also want to show that you can work with them. Right. I think one of the most important things an entrepreneur can do early on is find a design partner. So you always have customers, but there are customers who will put in the sweat equity with you because they see what you're doing is so important to their business and could drive so much value for them that they're willing to give you feedback and spend time with you and try different things. I think that's really important for understanding what you're building and building it the right way. Caveat being, you need to have your own vision. You don't want to build just for one customer. You have to remember, right, this has to be a platform or a technology that applies to many. But often one customer will give you enough of a framework that it'll apply to many different folks.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.